You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, this is Adam Torres, and I'm here to tell you that it has never been easier to start your very own podcast. At Mission Matters, our goal is to amplify stories that matter. That means we want to help you start your podcast because your story matters. We can do this in three different ways. One, join our podcast school and take a free or paid course. Two, visit our resources page where we've already figured out what you need, such as where to host your podcast. Or three, heck, we can even do everything for you through our podcast agency, including editing for cheaper than you can do in-house. Oh, and no contracts, services month to month. Get started by heading over to missionmatters.com and click on Start a Podcast. All right, now let's get into the show. Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of the Mission Matters Business Podcast, your source for all things business. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres. Keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, today I have Trevor Martin on the line, and he's founder and CEO over at Noms Bake Shop. Trevor, welcome to the show.
Hey, Adam. Thanks for having me.
Oh, man. So, Trevor, I'm excited to have you on the show for the audience. Hey, so I opened up my door the other day, yesterday, I think, before recording this thing, and there was this big, beautiful box of cookies. I'm like, I didn't know what it was. I opened it. I thought it was an Amazon package or something. I'm like, what? This is an Amazon package. They must have ran out of boxes. I opened this thing up, and I'm like, whoa, this is amazing. Cookies on cookies. I might include the video for everybody listening on this. If you're reading on our website, I think I'm going to include a video that I shot with all these cookies. We'll embed that in the show so you can check that out too. But Trevor, I want to get into a couple things here today. So we're going to get into these cookies. We're going to get into corporate gifting. And hey, first off, I just want to say welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Adam. I always say that my job is the easiest, right? I get to send people that I'm trying to get in touch with personalized boxes with their logo and their name filled with cookies. So, like I said, it's probably about the easy relationship building tool that I've got access to. So, my job's super easy.
Man, that's awesome. I got to figure out something to send people. Oh, I do have something to send people now. Boxes of cookies. Come on. This is awesome. So let's just dive right into Noms Bake Shop. For those listening that maybe haven't received one of these beautiful boxes and have no idea what I'm talking about, tell us a little bit more about the company, please.
Sure. Yeah, we're founded in 2015. We're a family-run business. We actually started out in my parents' kitchen with the goal of making gifting for business, B2B gifting easier, right? So most companies don't gift regularly, and when they do, it's at the end of the year, right? We've all received that flood of different fruit baskets and fruit cakes and stuff at the end of the year, along with everyone else, right? And sending the same non-personalized gifts from the same three or four companies doesn't really leave an impact, right? So that was really what we set out to do. How can we create a really great product? Make it very easy to send, right? Because part of the reason people aren't sending gifts regularly is because it's a pain in the butt to send. And then how can we also add an element of personalization so it really makes it seem like the sender have spent the time to really make that recipient important and to really stand out. And so we really do that by having three differentiators, right? First one's personalization. So not a lot of people know this, but just about every box that leaves our facility is customized. About 98-99% of the boxes. We do have some people that are like, hey, I like your berry shortbread. I like your chocolate crinkle. Just give me a box. You don't have to put my logo or face or whatever on it, right? But we make it easy to do that. There's no minimums and no setup fees. Second thing is the turnaround time. Most of the time when you want something laser etched on wood or you want something custom printed, you're looking at 5 business days, 10 business days. We do it same day or next day, really for orders of 1 to 1,000. So you can come in and say, hey, look, I screwed up. I got 500 boxes I need to send out. I need to send them out by tomorrow. And they all have to have the individual client or prospect's name on. We got you covered. That's really what we specialize in. And then the third thing is product quality, right? And that's the one thing we really noticed when we were ordering from our competitors. And again, I'm sure all of us have gotten those flooded gifts at the end of the year. A lot of them aren't very good quality, right? It looks like they've been sitting in a warehouse freeze-dried, you know, since the summer. And so we really pride ourselves on the product quality.
Now, that's awesome. And I love it. And just speaking from experience, I was eating the cookies. I mean, I've shared some already with people, and it's only been maybe 24 hours. I've shared the story with some people and this before even reading this. And that was just from the taste of the cookies, just throwing this out there. They are delicious. That s'mores one, I was like, what is this s'mores? What is this, witchcraft? How do you make it taste so good? It was ridiculous.
You know, the crazy thing about the s'mores? That's actually that's gluten-free. So if you can believe that or not.
I don't know what it was. It was definitely, I'm just going to say it was guilt-free because I ate it so much. It was delicious. I don't care. Gluten, whatever you want in that thing. Give me more. It was so good. So Trevor, I want to go a little bit further into today's topic. So this whole idea of gifting as a sales and prospecting tool. So a lot of business owners, entrepreneurs, executives out there listening, and you know, some maybe have used gifting in the past as a maybe, you know, obviously a thank you or something like that. But I don't think that gifting as a sales and prospecting tool gets enough attention. Like, so tell us a little bit more about your experience in this, because you're in the middle of this day in and day out.
Day in and day out. Yep. And so, you know, as far as client, we really have, we've got a bunch of different reasons people use us to gift, but client appreciation is a big one, and that can't be overlooked in the sales process, right? And so it's a great way to thank your client after a sale. So we especially see this in the referral business, right? So anything in the real estate or mortgage or anything where your sales really rely on staying top of mind and having your existing clients refer you. So the real estate industry absolutely loves us because our wood boxes are a great way to leave behind your logo, right? So you send somebody a box, and for the most part, nobody's going to be throwing a wood box away. I mean, right? For the most part, it's as long as we got your name right and your logo right, you're going to keep that, right? You're gonna repurpose it somewhere. So that's from a client appreciation standpoint, people absolutely love, you know, to send these boxes. And I encourage you, if you're not going to send, you know, one of our products, make sure you send something. Don't have it be a pen or a key, right? Where they're going to forget, forget you after you end up sending it.
I couldn't agree with you more, Trevor. I mean, the days of just giving somebody a pen like that they're going to throw in their drawer or maybe not or whatever else, I mean, depending on your company too, and not saying it like, I mean, give something, right? But some depending on your company, depending on the type of product, the size of the product, things like this, like pens just don't hold the same kind of value. You may have the complete opposite effect by giving somebody a pen than, in my opinion, giving a nice, beautiful box from Noms.
You couldn't have said it better. We've got a lot of our recipients that say, hey, look, this is the first time I feel like, you know, a sender has actually liked me, right? In terms of, especially when you get into prospecting, right? If you're sending the same thing to 200 or 300 people, you know, it's like sending the same email. We all have received those automated LinkedIn messages, right? And I think I'm probably not the only one that can say that if I can tell there's any kind of automation with your LinkedIn message, there's about a 99% chance that I'm not going to respond to you. And the same goes for gifting. I mean, it's great that you put the money out and, you know, they say it's the thought that counts. But when people know that that thought has been iterated throughout their entire Rolodex, it means a lot less. So that's when the personalization aspect really, really comes into play. And the other aspect of gifting, that we deal a lot in is prospecting. So, it's a great way to get your prospects' attention. Noisy world, we all have a ton of distractions. We've got quite a few software companies that use us as top of the funnel tool because we're so cost effective, right? So, you know, they'll send out and say, hey, here are our high value targets. Here are the 100 people we want to get in front of. And they'll end up and they'll open the conversation by sending a box. So it's a fantastic tool to not only thank your clients, but to prospect as well. Depending on what your particular sales funnel looks like. And the one note I will give on prospecting is that make sure you're tracking your ROI, right? Because the last thing you want to do is be sending a $20, $30, $50 gift when you're selling a $100 product, right? If the ROI doesn't make sense, then obviously you shouldn't be using gifting to prospect. And that's why there's been a lot of great sending platforms that have come up recently, like ReachDesk or Postal, that actually will manage all of that. And there's a whole bunch of other great vendors like myself. So you're not limited to just cookies, right? You can sell or you can send just about anything from digital gift cards there's a company out there that sends mattresses. Now, I don't know what their gimmick is as far as sending mattress, but these sending platforms make it easy to send just about anything to your prospects or clients.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love it. And that's a great point. And the other reason why I think people need to track the ROI is because when something works, increase it. Like, that's the problem. Like, sometimes people don't track the ROI, whether it's gifting, whether it's lead gen, whether it's whatever. If it works, get like you send out some boxes of noms. You get a good ROI on it, whatever your metric is, and you start getting clients. Guess what? It's time to place some bigger orders. It's time to get some more lists. Time to get your salespeople fired up about it, and it's time to increase the business wherever you got that increasing ROI. So that always kills me with many people in terms of companies. I'm like, okay, so this is working. So instead of going deeper in what's working, you decide to like try something else. Okay, I mean, I'm all for experimenting and testing, but hey, if it's working, I'm also for, if it's not broke, don't, like, you know what I mean? Why are we going to try like to reinvent things?
It goes back to my favorite saying, right? What gets measured gets managed. So yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. So not only do you want to, you know, to look on the downside of potentially spending too much to get your client's attention and close these deals, but also, mm-hmm. just like you said, you know, you want to focus on what's working. And we've had a lot of companies, when they started out with us and they're tracking their gifting, they will find that, wow, there's a really great niche that responds extremely well to receiving gifts here. And the only way that they're able to find that out, obviously, is through tracking their data. And so as long as you've got the data there to analyze, you can really utilize gifting to your favor and really hone in on your target market.
That's awesome, man. Well, hey, Trevor, I can talk about gifting. I can talk about all these cookies that I've been eating and all day long, but we're about out of time for this episode. So that being said, if somebody's listening to this and they want to learn more about Noms Bake Shop or to connect with you and your team, I mean, what's the best way for them to do that?
Absolutely. You can always go to getnoms.com, real simple, GETNOMS, or you know what? Email me directly, Trevor@getnoms. I'll send you a box. I'll throw your logo on it. I'll throw your name on it. That's the best way to experience our product. Let me send you a box.
Fantastic. Well, Trevor, really appreciate you coming on the show today and sharing more about your background and all the great stuff you're doing over at Noms Bake Shop. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, leave me a review on the Apple iTunes Store, and if you're watching this on our YouTube channel, Mission Matters Business, definitely give us a subscribe on that, but also leave us some comments in the video to know what kind of projects and things that you're working on. And Trevor, thanks again for coming on the show.
Hey, Adam, thanks for having me.